views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. Excited about today's show as we talk karma, healing, and crystals. Quite the awesome combo. Benny, thank you so much for piloting this ship, and thanks to one and all for tuning in. I named this show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with a very clear intention. As I see myself a little mainstream and a little bit metaphysical, I wanted to have a show where there was something in every show people could use within their ability and power in concrete terms to affect change for optimal success and happiness. So I'm particularly thrilled when I get to talk with experts in their field who have merged the metaphysical with the mainstream, such as my return guest, crystal expert Nicholas Pearson, who we'll be speaking to in a few minutes. Nicholas has a brand new book out called Crystals for Karmic Healing. As with his previous book, The Seven Archetypal Stones, he not only gives the universal energy overview, but also provides clear tools that anyone can do for healing and overall well-being. In the second half of the show, I'll be doing a three-card tarot card reading for callers, with the first card representing the current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, and the third card representing advice. As I look at tarot as a visual representation of the unconscious, with your unconscious on your side wanting you to succeed, there's nothing scary that can possibly come up. In addition, and this I'm totally psyched about, Nicholas will then share a suggestion of a crystal or stone which might be beneficial to the caller's situation. How great is that? If you're interested in getting a reading and crystal suggestion, give us a call at 800-930-2819. As always, please wait at least 3 weeks between readings if you've had a reading for me already. The reason is that a reading sort of pulls from the universe well, so to speak. And if we go to the well too often, the messages that can come up can be redundant and superfluous. If you have had a reading with me within the last 3 weeks, however, but would like to hear what Nicholas might recommend in terms of crystal or stones for you to incorporate into your healing ritual, just let Benny know. For those tuning into the show for the first time, welcome. Just a brief bit about who I am. I'm an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader who works with clients around the world in helping them tap into their own power to embrace joy by utilizing universal energy efficiently. It is my belief that we are all surrounded by energy, and what can happen is that with career, love, or finding your purpose of passion, we sometimes, even with the best of intent, find ourselves blocked. Almost as if we're working twice as hard, but only getting half as far. This leads to frustration, stress, and still little movement forward. My role is not to define your path, but rather help you use energy efficiently and effectively so that you're moving that energy to your back. So now you're only working half as hard, but getting twice as far. As a result, there is movement of energy and joy can be embraced, all from a position of great strength. Last year, I was given the great honor of being named one of the top 50 psychics in the United States in the book Top 50 Psychics by Jennifer Diamond. If you're interested in scheduling a session, you can do so directly on my website, which is elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. As I do sessions over phone and Skype, as well as in person, clarity, guidance, and insight, no matter where you are, is just a click or call away. Now, before I bring on my guest, I usually talk briefly at the start of each show about a tarot card that highlights the topic of the show. However, instead for today, I gotta talk about the video clip that's been going around the world this week. It's charming, funny, and it's one that everyone can relate to in some way. I'm talking about the clip from the BBC interview on South Korea. If you haven't seen it,
I love that, by the way.
No, it is the best clip ever.
It's adorable. Seriously adorable.
You know, definitely Google it if you haven't. But it features this erudite, serious professor being interviewed on BBC TV live from his home office. What was supposed to be a brief, serious dialogue gets turned on its ear when the professor's four-year-old daughter dances her way into the office. Hoping no one is noticing, the professor tries to continue the interview while gently holding off his daughter from interrupting the process. Only then, a toddler wheels himself into the room in what the Telegraph affectionately called a baby propelling device in an awesome article called Anatomy of a Masterpiece, which you should definitely look up because it is hysterical. Trying to maintain his composure is becoming much harder because then his wife, like a ninja, frantically bounds into the room with panic on her face as she ushers the kids out. So why do I talk about this clip? Well, other than the pure joy that the clip has brought people, I wanted to look at it in terms of energy. I checked out his Twitter, and you can see a tweet that he posted right before this interview, letting people know that in 10 minutes, he was going to be interviewed on BBC. Now, when he tweeted this, I am sure he had a direction in mind for his career, hopes, dreams. There is no way, however, he could have known that at that moment when he sent his tweet, that within an hour, the entire world would know who he is for reasons which had nothing to do with South Korean politics. As he was getting ready for his interview, no amount of thinking, preparing, planning, analyzing, and then overanalyzing could have led to what actually did happen. So often we tend to plot out everything in our brain and overanalyze our path forward. Yet if we do that, it makes it harder to embrace serendipity, the unexpected gifts of the universe, some which may not at first seem like gifts at all, because I am sure he was extremely unhappy as he hung up from the interview, since it did not go according to plan. Yet he now has a choice. He can choose to embrace this unexpected detour of his journey, which may lead to unplanned paths which could yield great joy. Alternatively, he can reject this detour, preferring to control the outcome under his terms. We do not know ultimately what he will choose. While a detour does not always come in the form of worldwide viral video stemming from a comedy of unanticipated errors, we all have the opportunity to make those choices when open doors appear. Do we take the detour, which means releasing an element of control to the universe, or do we stay in our initially decided path? I always say that the ideal embrace of journey comes from going through open doors, yet honoring any and all red flags you see. Use your power and strength to determine if your brain is attempting to self-sabotage your actions due to fear of the unknown and lack of control. There is no judgment, as you are ultimately the driver of your own journey. So let me welcome back my guest. Nicholas Pearson has been immersed in all aspects of the mineral kingdom for more than 20 years. He began teaching crystal workshops in high school, later studying mineral science at Stetson University while pursuing a degree in music. He is a certified teacher of Usui Reiki Ryoho and teaches crystal and Reiki classes throughout the United States. He is the author of the brand new book, Crystals for Karmic Healing, Transform Your Future by Releasing Your Past. And he's also the author of the 7 Archetypal Stones, which we had the pleasure of hearing about in December when it came out. Now, I'm thrilled to welcome Nicholas Pearson back Welcome back, Nicholas, to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you so much, Eve. It's a pleasure to be back.
Oh, it is so great to have you back. Loved your book. And before we get into all of the kind of technical details of the book and talking about karma and the stones and all of that, just to bring people back up to speed, remind us, how did you get involved in the whole mineral kingdom for both your personal use and professional spiritual practices?
So it all goes back to my childhood. I was just the kind of boy who couldn't be kept away from rocks. It didn't matter where I was going. I was just in love with, you know, the touch and feel and look of stone. But we can thank my grandfather for giving me my first mineral specimen, a proper piece of quartz. And that's kind of where it took off. It was just this common theme that carried itself. What started out as a hobby became my biggest passion and sometimes my biggest vice.
I love it, as it should be. And it's much easier, I imagine, when you can just embrace your passion and have it magically, almost by magic, turn into your profession.
Yeah, absolutely.
So now, when you came in December, you were talking about the seven archetypal stones. How has the experience been after this book, and what inspired you to write a new book?
It's been great working with so many different people, getting to spread the message of the seven archetypal stones. This book actually came about quite by accident, though. I just turned in my manuscript to my publisher for my first book, and I wanted to come up with some new material to teach about, and that's where the seed was planted for Crystals for Karmic Healing. And one night, I just stayed up late working on my new curriculum, and I had so much material, I knew I wasn't going to be able to deliver it in a single workshop. So that's how the book was born.
I love it. And the feedback, I love the first book. What were you kind of, was it what you were expecting, or any surprises in that journey?
It's been great. I've heard lots of wonderful things. I've got a few colleagues who are using it in book clubs and really delving deep with the practices that are in it. But, you know, by and large, people have indicated they really love how refreshing it is. It's not your average book on stone.
Absolutely. We're going to definitely get into all of this book when we get back. So people should definitely stay tuned, but we're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, I'm going to be talking more with my guest, Nicholas Pearson. Plus, we'll be doing readings later on the show, with Nicholas providing a crystal or stone suggestion based on the caller's situation. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. Just a little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of sowing and a little bit of reaping. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silvergaia.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's Retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
You, yes, you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit DrAgnesFrankel.com.
Coming down. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. It really ain't hard to understand. If you're gonna dance, you gotta pay the band. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, with my guest, crystal expert Nicholas Pearson. We'll be doing readings shortly, so if you're interested in a reading, give us a call. I have more questions for you, Nicholas, but before that, can you please share with our listeners how they can learn more about you and any upcoming workshops that you may be having?
Yeah, absolutely. So I live here in the Central Florida area, so if anyone is local, I tend to have a lot of activity going on here, but I'm all up and down throughout the state, and I've got some new stuff coming out a little farther away from home in the near future, but you can definitely find me on Facebook. My professional Facebook page is The Luminous Pearl, and you can find me on Amazon and my publisher's website, innertraditions.com, where we list all of my events, podcasts, my interviews, obviously the books as well, so you can kind of see what is coming in the near future as well.
Excellent. Yeah, and definitely the recent book that we're talking about today is Crystals for Karmic Healing, Transform Your Future by Releasing Your Past. Now, in kind of the metaphysical world, people are using a lot of phrases, and I know coming from more of a mainstream perspective, it's as if I should know what some of these terms are. And so for people who may be more mainstream than metaphysical, what exactly is personal karma?
Yeah, so the word karma itself comes into English via Sanskrit. And it's a really kind of boring translation. It comes from a word karman, which just means deed or action. So karma itself is sort of the measurement of the progress of our soul based on any actions that we take. And these can be, you know, external, measurable, visible actions in the real world, like deciding whether or not to eat breakfast or getting to work on time. But they can also be the internal aspects of our life, the things that we think, the things that we experience and feel, how we, you know, respond in situations, both internally and externally. So karma is really nothing more than the accumulation of all of these patterns that we experience in life. Karma is kind of like electricity or water. It's neither good nor bad in and of itself. We need it to measure the progress of the soul. If we think of planet Earth as being kind of like the school for our soul to come into physical incarnation, karma is your grade report, if you will. And the good news here is that we take all of our courses, all of our life experiences are pass-fail. And if you fail, you get to keep doing it. The bad news is that if you fail, you get to keep doing it.
Right.
So that's why we experience these patterns over and over in life.
Well, you know, and I love that you almost equate karma to your credit score. And like in the book, you talk about that having a good score, it allows freedom to do more things. But there are also things you can do if your credit score is needing a little bit of work.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many tools available to you. Obviously, my area of focus is the mineral kingdom, but any sort of really sincere prayer, any sort of meritorious action where we just try to do things for the sake of doing good, like, you know, volunteer work or helping out our loved ones, if we just do that with a sincere motivation to be of service, we're generating what's called merit, which is good karma. And that sort of evens the scales a little bit in our favor. The more we do that, the better it gets. Of course, there are spiritual tools we can engage in that accelerate this process. And that's why I wrote the book.
Well, let's get into that. Now, when we're talking about karma, how is it that the mineral kingdom can help with changing our karma? And are there things that, you know, we can do? Are there things that we have power over to start that process by using the mineral kingdom and all the rocks and crystals?
For sure there are. You know, in the big picture, we like to kind of feel like we have this absolute control over our lives. And to a certain degree, we do. Obviously, what we experience in life is a reflection of our sort of karmic patterns, what we've built up, not only in our current incarnation, but maybe from lots of others at the same time. And we get to make these free will choices based upon that. So, you know, I can decide, wake up one day in my retail management career and figure out that's not making me happy. And so I want to switch careers and go into writing. And you know, that generates some good karma on my part because I'm making a decision that's supportive of my soul and hopefully helps other people at the same time. But the mineral kingdom never has this problem. You don't have a piece of calcite that wakes up when its alarm goes off on a Thursday morning and says, oh, crap, you know what, I'm sick of being calcite. It's time to be quartz. You never have a diamond that says, I think ruby is really where I should be in life. Mm-hmm. So the only free will decision that the mineral kingdom makes is the same free will decision that we make at the very beginning of our physical experience, and that is to come into physicality. So everything else that minerals are involved in, whether it's the gypsum in the drywall of your home or the copper in the wires of, you know, every electronic device and running through your homes, or beautiful gemstones that we wear for jewelry or mineral specimens that we use in healing, every act that they're involved in is an act of service. So all minerals are sort of surrounded with this aura of merit or good karma. And so even just having them in our lives in really subtle ways is exposing us to the effects of good karma, and hopefully it's leading us in a direction where the good outweighs the bad. Mm-hmm. But there are specific stones that are a little bit more geared towards working on that karmic level. They're really meant to help us get in there and sometimes get our hands dirty and sort of change the name of the game. So we've got some stones that might slow down karmic patterns. Things that contain lead are very good at this. Lead has got this sort of congealing effect. It freezes things. So when we press the pause button on a karmic cycle, we can see what's happening, and mm-hmm. then we can make informed decisions about it. We can also slow down its progress so we can sort of counteract it in better timing. Other minerals only reflect what's going on. They might only give us glimpses of what's happening karmically. Obsidian is a good example of this. Its main role is to be the mirror and to reflect what the karmic pattern is actually at work. Rather than slowing it down or giving us any other power, its primary job is just to show us. And sometimes that's all we need. If we understand what's happening karmically, we can make the decision to get out of it. Other stones really have this sort of energizing effect. They give us the vitality we need to push against whatever karmic patterns are playing in our lives. They give us the stamina to sort of fight back. Sometimes it feels like we're swimming upstream when we're trying to make personal growth. And that's happening because we have a lot of karmic inertia. So inertia states that an object in motion will remain in motion, or an object at rest will remain at rest until acted upon by an outside source. So think of these patterns of karma that have sometimes lifetimes of energy added to them. If we want to just sort of push back and say, no, I'm going to do something different this time around, the overall inertia of that cycle is sometimes too great for us to deal with on our own. The sort of enervating stones give us the ability to deal with that. And finally, we have the sort of transmutative stones, the ones that in one way or another cancel out our karma, whether it's by cutting through it, whether it's by burning it away, whether it's taking negative karma and almost like transubstantiating it into positive karma. We have stones that offer that for us as well.
And I love the fact that you really lay it all out so that a person can figure out what would be the best stone to help deal with their own unique journey of trying to reduce that negative karma. And so I love that whole explanation that you've given. Now, Chris, now the stones themselves, though, don't have karma, correct?
Well, by and large, they really don't, except for that decision they make to come into physicality. I mean, that's karma as well. They mm-hmm. they show up, so they've generated some, but lucky for them, it's good. But in a real esoteric sense, there are a handful of stones that sort of are involved with karma, like maybe the fall of Atlantis or other things where, you know, we have these stones that were used for really corrupted purposes, blood diamonds and other conflict gemstones. They're involved in this sort of human entanglement of negative karma, and they can sometimes reflect that. The good news is they're happy to heal that on their own, but by and large, crystals are pretty much karma-free, and that's what makes them such wonderful catalysts. They help us sort of embody the same lightness and purity of spirit.
And I like how you kind of give practical guidance in your books, in both of the books, because it's one thing to know, okay, so if I want to reduce my credit score karma and what do I do with it? It's not just a matter of, let me just get some stones. You also talk about cleansing the stones, programming and activating them. And I know even with Reiki, there's this feeling of kind of turning on that energy. Can you just talk a little bit about kind of activating and why we need to kind of activate those stones?
Yeah, so it's all like having a computer. A computer is great. You've got it on your desk. It doesn't do much until you turn it on. So we really need to flip that power switch. And, you know, I don't usually like to use sort of mechanical descriptions of the way the mineral kingdom works, but this kind of fits the bill. And, you know, furthermore, once we've got it in that active state, we also need to choose the program or application that we're going to be running on it. Something like Quartz is so multidimensional. It does a little bit of everything. So it's necessary for us to be able to say, okay, here's the specific program that we're going to work on. So that's why programming is also a really healthy aspect of working with the mineral kingdom. Not only does it give the stone clear instructions of what we want to accomplish with it, it gives our subconscious mind an affirmation of what we're trying to manifest.
Oh, wow. And I love that you walk us through it and handhold us for those of us who may be more mainstream than metaphysical. We
Absolutely.
Have got more talking to do. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll be doing tarot card readings, and then Nicholas will be providing crystal or stone suggestion. Please stay tuned. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Searching, looking for a sign, a message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net, 1-800-323-1790.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine. When we try to control the manifestation of our desires, we unfortunately limit the possibilities. We reduce them down to the 3D linear level that we have seen and recognized from our past and from around us. Source is limitless. The potentiality is without bounds. Because you don't know how circumstances can unfold doesn't mean that they're going to turn out badly. Try taking your foot off the brake and allow Source to show you the amazing display of unlimited potentiality. If this is a pattern, you may want some help with releasing it. If you're ready to shift into your best life, visit LeslieFontaine.com and let's talk about unfolding all that you want to be, do, and have. You'll find sessions, classes, and audio products to help remove the blocks and move you into that potential. And listen to my show, Sheer Alchemy, on Transformation Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 10 Pacific, 1 Eastern.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. If you'd like to learn more about me, book a reading over phone or Skype worldwide, or for an event nationwide, you can go to my website, www.elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. I am here today with my awesome guest, Nicholas Pearson, author of this new book, Crystals for Karmic Healing, Transform Your Future by Releasing Your Past. You can learn more about Nicholas through his Facebook page, The Luminous Pearl, or his author page at Inner Traditions. So let's get to calls. The listeners know I've got a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session. And before we begin readings, I always like to start with a small disclaimer that we are not doctors, lawyers, therapists, or realtors, and a reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. So who do we have first? Gary. Gary, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. You're on with me and Nicholas. Gary, are you there?
Hey, Gary, are you there, buddy? All right, well, let's do this. Let's put Gary back on. I'll check back with him, and we'll move on to the next one, if that's okay. Makes it easier for all of us, right?
Let's get to Phyllis.
All right.
Phyllis, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you, thank you. Eve, I was just, I've been really resonating with what you've been saying about the staying general part. I've just been waking up in the last year, and I'm a physical therapist who's branched out into craniosacral therapy and acupressure, and now I'm taking Robin Alexis and Matthew Bueno's shamanistic class, training class, and so I'm able to help my clients in many areas, but I've been stalling putting myself out there and really getting my business going because I thought I had to narrow my scope to a particular niche, and so it's like. And I can tell that I don't want to, because whoever comes to me, they may need, you know, 3 out of 7 things that I can do for them that are different from what somebody else might need. And so I would love to have a reading from you and to hear what Nicholas might say about, you know, what stones can help guide me this in all of this. I'm well, moving forward on my path. I just want to go.
Well, you don't just want to go. You are going. So rock star, doing great. Try not to overthink the process. While you were talking, I was pulling three cards on your behalf. I love everything you're saying. And it was so easy. We all do it. We get into that thing of saying, you know, I know when I started my business, I had a very clear idea of who my clients would be. Did not turn out to be that at all. And then I had the choice whether or not to embrace who were the people who were coming to me, because that's like, wait a minute, I never saw myself in that way. And the first card really talks to that in your quest, and that is the Seven of Swords, because in this card, you have a person who's, I like to call this card texting while walking, which I don't recommend. And the reason being is in this card, he's walking away from what is the known, and he's walking towards the unknown. And yet he's walking towards the future, but he's looking back at the past. And so the thing is that when you're stuck with, we all do it. We can't get stuck with what is the known. And yet if we completely kind of put that attention there, then that's why it's like texting while walking, because we're not able to see those gifts that the universe puts in our path. One of the things that's extra challenging and blocking you is the Two of Cups, which I call my get to know you card, because I think that what I'm feeling is that you believe that this is my gift, this is my talent, and you're defining yourself in a very clear term of what you believe your extent of your abilities are, which is not the case, because you are got such a composite of talents, energies, and gifts. And it's all that coming together that some of the gifts that you're providing are not even the things you have to work that hard at. And yet when you try to force it, then you allow worries to attempt to divide, which can separate and kind of, we find ourselves then, it's for example, with that BBC clip, if he thinks his whole value is just talking about South Korean politics, he's missing some other opportunities that this whole situation brought up. And then finally, I'm going to get to the advice card before getting your feedback, and then turn it over to Nicholas to do his magic. And I say magic because the advice card is this magician card. Now, the magician is all about manifestation, but it's a bit of a blessing and a curse card. And I'll explain what I mean by that. You are such a strong, powerful person, and you have been able to almost magically make things happen for other people. And so that's the blessing part. That's just part of your DNA, and that's why you're in a fantastic field to do and offer your unique gifts to the world. Who they are, you'll tell me, because we don't know yet, in the sense like if we go in too much of that scope, then we limit those options. However, the curse part comes in because when you're able to do that for other people, you beat yourself up to figuring out, why can't I think my way through this for yourself? And rather,
yes.
And so rather just keep doing what you're doing. It's kind of a little bit of the build it, they will come from field of dreams.
Yeah.
Just keep doing what you're doing. Know that you don't have to twist yourself into a pretzel to be something more, but rather embrace all of your gifts, but figure out when people approach you and say, wow, what are the comments they used for you? I felt lighter. I felt more healed. I felt those things. That is then how you tailor your scope. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Nicholas, what can you offer Phyllis here in terms of an idea for a crystal to help her kind of break away from going from the known into embracing that unknown and expanding on some of her scope?
So there is this real strong link to the energy of amazonite, both during the reading and Phyllis also while you were talking. And amazonite is a member of a really common group of minerals called feldspar. Feldspars account for one of the largest percentages of minerals in the Earth's crust, and they're silica-based. So they have this sort of, you know, stable and expansive energy. But what's really interesting about this stone is if we look at its internal geometry, the shape of the axes, the sort of orientation of its inner symmetry, it belongs to a class of minerals called triclinic minerals, and these have the least amount of symmetry. We think of crystals as being beautiful and symmetrical and perfect, and there's a certain amount of perfection we find in the sort of abnormal order in amazonite. So it actually helps us to live out our personal truth when it doesn't conform to maybe society's expectations, or even the plan or image that we have in our head. And it allows us to express that beautifully, perfectly, and with joy. So it's a really good sort of Aquarian, unconventional energy, and it allows you to really manifest that and anchor it and find grounding amidst the unconventional.
And Nicholas, how would she use that? Like, what kind of things could she maybe do with that stone?
This is a really nice, gentle stone. It's a great one to just sort of keep on you or wear anytime you feel drawn to it. It has tiny traces of lead, but it's a very, very stable and non-toxic lead mineral. So it's very sort of alchemical in its work. It helps us to take that sort of lead in consciousness, where our limitations are, and turn them into pure gold, turn them into opportunity. So you could wear it, you could carry it. It'd be a good one for dreaming with it as well, because it's got a nice soothing energy to it, too. You could take it to bed with you.
How's that sound, Phyllis?
Encouraging. Thank you so much. I just I feel lighter.
Thank you. Well, I am so happy, and I thank you for the feedback, because now, and so I love that you said that. It makes me feel really good. and Nicholas, and I'm so excited about where you are headed, because you definitely have such a great attitude. I think we're just kind of getting maybe overanalyzing a bit too much, but believe me, we all do it. But please keep us updated. Will you do that, Phyllis?
I will. Thank you both so much.
Oh, it's so our nice pleasure. Talking with you. Have a wonderful rest of the day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Excellent. Well, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking a little bit more. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with my guest, Nicholas Pearson. We'll be right back.
Diane Robbins, published author and channel, connects our hearts to the hearts of beings in advanced civilizations as she taps into the cosmos. We are living in important times now as we merge our consciousness with these of other realms and raise our vibration and awaken to who we are and why we are here. Learn to live in unconditional love. Visit DianeRobbins.com today and immerse yourself in the many books, newsletters, and channeling Diane has to offer.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Miss any shows during the week?
No!
Don't worry, we've got you covered. With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand.
Yes!
Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Do you feel that there's a bigger, better life for you? Is there anything holding you back from living the life you were meant to live? If you'd like to find your life's true purpose and calling, join the world's foremost authority on primal spirituality, David Karsher, in Becoming a Son Radio, emotional and spiritual intelligence for a happy, fulfilling life. Tune in once a month to Becoming a Son Radio with David Karsher on the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit davidkarsher.com today.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot with my guest, Nicholas Pearson. Nicholas, you can see more about on his Facebook page at The Luminous Pearl or at Inner Traditions or on his Amazon author page. Let's get right back to readings. And we've got Gary. Are you with us? Gary, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hello.
Yeah. Welcome. Is there anything you have a question about, like guidance or just a general reading?
Well, yeah. That's 64. I don't know where I am with my progress in the light of eternity, where I'm coming from, and how much longer I've got to spend on Earth, as I've heard, you know, people. Some are shorter than others, and that exists. But anyway, where things are with regards to justice, as things have been, I've had a rough beginning as an orphan, and I've got physical conditions now that he sent me, and I want to find myself enjoying more of life as it comes to that time of moving on.
You know, I definitely hear what you're saying, and I'm pointing up to the sky, and I'm saying that some of your questions are above my pay grade, because in terms of finding out when something is going to happen, as much as we would like to know, but I can look at in terms of what are just some of those things that we can do today with your own power to be able to embrace more joy. And just from the nature of time, what I've done is I've kind of turned over all three cards while you were talking. I pulled three cards out. And the three cards were the Two of Cups crossed with the Nine of Wands with the advice of the Star. Now, when I look at those three cards together, what it's showing is that when the worries, particularly health worries, which are shown in that Two of Cups, when they attempt to divide your own composite of joy and the things that you, the dreams and adventures that you still want to achieve, that it can compartmentalize and it can make you feel hypervigilant. And when you're hypervigilant, waiting for the next thing to happen, waiting for the bad news, waiting for those scary situations, while that's understandable, from an energy perspective, it makes it so that it's much harder to embrace some of those adventures that you still have time to go on, because we all know only that what we can do today. Because from the advice card was the Star card, which is the card that comes after a lot of, it's my most turbulent card. It's the Star card is card number 17. Card number 16 is the Tower, which is the most turbulent card. And so it's basically saying, give yourself now time to heal from some of the turmoil of the past, to allow that inner child, no matter whether you are 64 or 164 or 6 to allow that inner child to be your GPS going forward for still healing from some of the pain that you're carrying with you, and maybe deciding if there's anything you can release and let go of, because we want to get started on some new adventures going forward. Nicholas, do you have any kind of suggestion in terms of healing for Gary, and also so he can embrace some of the joys that we've got going, because he's just getting started? Gary, you are just getting started.
Thank you. Yes. Nicholas, first, I have a book that I'm looking at called The Book of Crystal Spells. So from there, maybe you can give me further suggestions.
Well, the stone that really comes through that I think is going to be the best one for you is called golden calcite. And calcite helps us to link parallel realities. Its structure is sort of based on this rhombohedron or rhombus shape, kind of like a diamond. And it's made out of two sets of parallel faces. So it helps us to sort of reconcile the difference between where we are and where we're going, or what we've been experiencing and what we'd like to manifest, being able to bridge things that only feel like they're on parallel tracks that might never intersect. It's really good for building these connections in life. And then golden calcite in particular brings us into the power of now, into joy, into spontaneity, into true surrender. And what we get out of that is we get this really profound healing and acceleration. And it's a really wonderful inner child stone as well. So it's going to kind of build on those same energies that came through with the star card.
Gary, unfortunately, we are running close to the end, and I had a couple more questions I need to go through, but thank you so much for calling. Please embrace this time and just have fun and with the whole adventure and journey, healing what we can going forward. It was so nice talking with you. We'll be thinking of you and can't wait to hear what your adventure is leading to next. So, Nicholas, I know I can't believe the whole show's getting almost to the close, but before we go, I love the suggestions that you gave for both Phyllis and Gary. Now, for everyone who's saying, well, where do I start? What crystals would you recommend to be in everybody's karmic healing toolbox if you could only choose a few?
Well, I'd say my first one is amethyst. One is very ubiquitous. You can find it in a lot of different places, a lot of different qualities and sizes. You can pick the one that's right for your lifestyle and right for your budget. Amethyst is the carrier of the violet ray, and it also works very closely with the power of the violet flame, which actually burns off and transmutes our negative karma by transforming it into positive karma. It has so many various benefits. I couldn't encapsulate them all in a breath, so That's the first one I'd go to. Next, I would say find some good aquamarine, something that hasn't been dyed or irradiated if possible. It's a great stone to have in your drinking water, and it actually works with our spiritual blueprints, our sort of non-physical etheric templates for the soul itself. And into that blueprint is where your entire soul's journey is written. And the only thing we ever have written there is good stuff. If we don't experience that, it's because we've elected a specific lesson plan, you know, a challenge, a hurdle to overcome so that we can learn and grow on the soul level. Aquamarine can help us get back in touch with the spiritual potential of us and really get us going back in the direction towards our highest and greatest potential. The next one I'd probably say is find some good flint. Flint is inexpensive. It has been known since ancient times. It helps to sort of ground the unpleasant karma. It's a really good stone for ancestral memory and recall, and it's also considered a portal stone, a doorway stone, so we can use it to sort of explore how we got this karma. So those would be three karmic healing crystals that anyone can benefit from.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing that. The book, again, from Nicholas Pearson, his newest book, is Crystals for Karmic Healing. And it's a beautiful book. Not only does it kind of walk you through the crystals you can use for healing and for reducing negative karma, but also tells you how we can also use those things. So thank you so much for writing this book. And thank you, Nicholas, for being part of the show. It's been so great having you here.
Likewise. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to our Karma show on Main Street Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running the show. Thank you to one and all for tuning in. It is such a blessing and an honor to be able to do this show each week. And I look forward to doing next week's show, where I'll just be doing readings all hour. So please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, with peace and love and gratitude. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Main Street Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness, as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.